the ninth article for the People's Bill of Rights for the little united big-ass states of these Americas, the enumeration in the Constitution, comma, of certain rights, comma, shall not be... No, wow, something's missing here. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And, I mean, this is the key. This is the key to where we're at today. Everything's gone haywire. The Constitution has been usurped, and the Bill of Rights has been removed, dictated that it has been removed by the occupation force. And, again, this is the key on each one of the articles as we've gone through them. I've tried to find, an action, you know, a recent action that talks about, you know, them making decisions, that they can't make and, the supposed power to make a decision. And when I came to the ninth, man, there ain't nothing there. There's a couple back in the 40s, but it was like there was really no decision. Because they couldn't make a decision. I mean, this is the wolfbane. This is the holy water. This is the one that tells them that they, I mean, you're sitting right there, you're reading this and you're actually holding court, Supreme Court, when you know you cannot. Now, it's been, when you go to look for, different, you know, you want to establish the reasoning behind the ninth article. And right away, man, you'll see everybody talking about it, or somebody post facto, you know, way down the line, interpreting it, as opposed to the people back in the day. That, you know, like with Tench Koch with the second article, we can see what the man had to say. And like I said, you go looking for, it's the argument that these people who would have a theocracy in this country always want to come up with. Well, and the argument that they did put forth in the Federalist Papers for why we didn't want that the Bill of Rights. We didn't need that Bill of Rights because, man, it's pretty clear in the Constitution. This is all the power you got. You can't do no more. You know, to actually have to put it out there, you know, the Bill of Rights on there, to show this is prohibited, absolute, you understand. Well, we couldn't do that anyway because we never had that power. And that's what you'll hear, and you'll hear that they're telling you that the reason, some of them didn't want the Bill of Rights is because it, didn't list all the rights. And, if it didn't list all the rights, rights could be left out, or you could just say that's all the rights you got. But the people who wanted to force the Bill of Rights, of course, they said no, because there's a couple of open clauses in your contract that you could use to create an authority to just completely, well, to make us into slaves like you have. They've completely dismissed our Bill of Rights at this point in the ball game, people. But the anti-federalists seen it. This was a pretty good, I mean, as close as I could come to, you know, something we could work with in explaining it. Ninth article, background before adoption. When the United States Constitution was put to the states for ratification after being signed on September 17, 1787, the Anti-Federalists argued that a Bill of Rights should be added. One of the arguments the Federalists gave against the addition of a Bill of Rights during the debate about ratification of the Constitution was that a listing of rights could problematically enlarge the powers specified in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution by implication, for example, in Federal 84, Federalist Papers 84, Alexander Hamilton asks, why declare that things shall not be done which are in no, is there is no power to do? The Anti-Federalists saw what they were going to do, and they wanted to put the prohibitions in place via the Bill of Rights. You're just not going to take our rights away from us. And Hamilton, and here's what I was talking about in the beginning. Hamilton said, well, we can't do that. There's no power delegated to do that in the Constitution. What? We just have that power. Could never do. But then, like I said, I mean, you'd have to be completely ignorant of contract law not to see the open subject matter with the Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause. I mean, under the General Welfare, you start, and what they're talking about here, I mean, when they talk about certain rights, well, let's go on in here a little bit. Likewise, James Madison explained to Jefferson, I conceive that in a certain degree, the rights in question are reserved by the manner in which the federal powers are granted. And see that what they're trying to say here is that the Bill of Rights could never be violated. I mean, what they were actually arguing about wasn't even the Bill of Rights, the main Bill of Rights. They were arguing about the need for it, because we'd have no power. Read the Constitution. We can't touch you. We're just a little group of flunkies that are going to do a few little chores for you, man. Look at it. We have hardly nothing. There's no power granted us to do anything to you people. You don't need a Bill of Rights. Oh, yeah, we did. Because, like I said, some people could read. And I'm sure these people were a lot more intelligent even than we are today. And when it comes down to reading the English language and understanding it. And the Commerce Clause was wide open. I mean, anybody who's understands the law to any degree would look right at that and go, no. We got to do some defining here if there's going to be a contract. Because under this open subject matter, hell, you could do anything. And again, here we are with Madison. I conceive that in a certain degree, the rights in question are reserved by the manner by which federal powers are granted by Article. Okay, the Anti-Federalists. Oh, right, that's where we were. Ratification Convention gave their. What's it? The Anti-Federalists persisted in favor of a Bill of Rights during the ratification debates, but also were against ratification, and consequently, several of the states' ratification conventions gave their assent with accompanying resolutions proposing amendments to be added. In 1778, the Virginia Ratifying Convention attempted to solve the problem that Hamilton and the Federalists had identified by proposing a constitutional amendment specifying that those clauses which declare that Congress shall not exercise certain powers be not interpreted in any manner whatsoever to extend the powers of Congress, but that they may be construed either as making exceptions to the specified powers this shall be the case, or otherwise as inserted merely for greater caution. What they're saying, we'll put it in there. I mean, it really ain't needed because you didn't grant us no power to even come in your world. But okay, I mean, if you're really going to, yeah, they knew exactly what was going on. They did not, by God, want it. Because what they intended is pretty clear by what we've ended up with, I think. This proposal ultimately led to the Ninth Amendment in 1789. While introducing to the House of Representatives 19 draft amendments, James Madison addressed what would become the Ninth Amendment as follows. It has been objected also against a Bill of Rights that by enumerating particular exceptions to the great grant of power, and this is what is he saying? He's saying our Bill of Rights that was written are the exceptions to the grant of power. We're going to make this goddamn clear to you. You are not going to rule us. You work for us. To the grant of power, it would disparage those rights which were not placed in that enumeration. And what they're trying to say here is because it wasn't put in the Bill of Rights, that it wouldn't be counted. But that's bullshit, and I'll tell you why. Because the Bill of Rights is the procedure for the common law with the maximums. Any right. I've challenged people many times. I've never had nobody come up with one that I couldn't take care of. You show me any right that is your right that could be denied you that you could not get redress using the procedures in the Bill of Rights and the maximums therein. I don't care what it is. There's the procedure. There's a zillion rights that aren't described in the Bill of Rights. But they are evident in the maximums. I mean, if you tell me to do anything I don't want to do without authority, that is a seizure under the fourth article. I don't care what it is. You tell me I can't speak, that's a violation of the first. You tell me I can't worship, that's a violation of the first. You tell me I can't think, that's a violation of the first. And that's how I put together my complaint in the common law. And I just say you cannot do it because it is a seizure of my person without due process of the law. You did not. I mean, you just want to seize my property, which could be my thoughts. It could be my. They talk in one of the cases back in the 40s about it being marital rights. Marital rights. And they talked about in the 60s how the abortion was somehow the ninth article, because, I mean, whether anybody likes it or not, by the law, your body belongs to you. I'm sorry to all you Christians out there who think that you have a right to tell somebody else what they can do with their body. I do not like, the mass extinction of our people through the abortions. But, I mean, when you set up a society and you turn it into a hellhole, what really do you expect? If you want people to do better, lead by example, man. Give them a reason not to want to get rid of their children. Give them a good life. I mean, it's a hard, that's one of the things I really do not like to argue. I really just don't. But, I mean, the ninth article, I mean, you show me, if you're saying that you can tell me anything to do with my, I mean, your body is your most personal property. And I've said before, you know, that when it would come down to a case with a child, that it would be between the man and the woman, the state again. I mean, this is one place where they really got to people and where people would step up. Yeah, we should give the state power over our bodies. And see, they'll use shit like that, just like going into the inner cities and finding that room full of children that are being neglected, you know, living in their own feces. And then, we got to give the government power. No, you can't. I don't care how bad the situation. You as an individual, see, what you're doing is shirking your own responsibility. Because you have the power to make things right yourself. You're just too goddamn lazy. And really, that's why we've gone this far down the shithole. Is because people are too lazy. Man, if the government would just take care of this problem. I mean, the reason I'm concerned about it, because I'm staring it right in the face. It's happening right here in my neighborhood. I'm watching this happen. And I have the, you know, take anything, offense against a child, you know, a child pedophile, anything that, you know, they're just letting run rampant in this country. And you say, you are the ultimate authority in this country. Your jurisdiction is the superior jurisdiction in this country, but you want to shirk it off. Oh, I'll just give some power to the government to take that away. But what you don't understand is that when you talk about something like abortion, you're talking about taking over control of another person's body. Yes! To stop abortion, we got to do that. Yes, I vote for that. But then they turn around and they say, well, you know, I don't want you drinking no raw milk. Well, that's outrageous. Well, you said it was all right to take control of somebody's body. And you gave them the authority to do so. And this is how it's gone back and forth, people. This is why the ninth article is so damn important. That's why it is the linchpin. It is the key. And again, you know, the rights unperceived, rights that, I mean, that aren't, I know, go ahead. Go ahead.
Drinking milk is one thing, and murdering babies is another entirely different thing altogether.
Well, I don't know. I want you to show me your authority over another person's body. Where does it come in? Where do you get it?
Look, our Constitution was based upon biblical precepts.
No. We are not a theocracy.
You're off, pal. No.
You don't know. I will read the first article to you. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion. This is not a religious state. We are ruled under law, fact of law. There is no religious state. This is not a theocracy. Your Bible's no good in court, my friend. It is not sworn nor direct testimony. It is no good in our common law courts as an authority. Anything else? I wonder if Laura muted him. No, this is what I'm talking about, people. With the best intentions, our country has been destroyed. Now look what's happening out there. I mean, wanting to take you and seize you and put vaccinations in your body to kill your children after they're alive. This is what you get when you let some fanatics declare that somebody else has a right to you. Your body belongs to you. I don't have to believe in your God that your God gave me my body. My body's just here, and it belongs to me. 100%. And to nobody else. And you're not going to get in your book and tell me that you have some kind of interpretation from a book that is not written in fact, that is not either direct or indirect. I mean, where's the stenographer? Where's the swearing affidavits? This is what I interpret, therefore this is how you shall live. You want people to keep their children? You created a hellhole through your acquiescence, through these blue laws and bullshit, to create this shithole where people don't want to have their children. And then you turn around, we created this hellhole, and we're gonna make you, you know, have your children and raise them in the hellhole to be more hellhole. You do not have authority over anybody's body. No person has authority over another person's body. The only way you can come against somebody is if they are violating one of your rights. And I want to know, I wish that guy wouldn't have got off. I want to know how somebody having an abortion affects you. How does it violate your right?
Henry?
Yes, sir.
Don't you think that it's the responsibility of the woman, because she's the one that actually has to live with the guilt?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's something. It's a terrible thing that you just don't. I mean, it's a hell of a thing to want to dwell on. But the bottom line here, and the bottom line is, who owns your body? Can another person tell you to do anything with your body when you're not affecting them directly and you're not violating any of their rights? Now, see, this is where it's broke down, and this is where we. This is one of the ways that they got their foot in the door to infringement. It's true. Well, yeah, we should stop this. Yeah, we all agree. You all can. Like we've said it before. You can have 1,000 of them standing out there. The richest people in the country. I'm standing next to them. Any woman standing next to them. They have equal and absolute right to each and every one of them, or all of them put together. You don't get a pool together and say, well, all of us together decided we're going to take your right. No one of you can take it, and no 100 of you can take it. You can't. Because I want to see your authority. I want to see your authority to tell anybody what they can do with their body. You show it to me. You don't have it. And because you believe in the pie in the sky by and a God that is laying down dictates that I'm going to live by your interpretations, you can forget it. It ain't going to happen. This is what led us to this point. This is what's got our Bill of Rights till it's just a fragment hanging on. And it's the injunctions against it. It was absolute. Anything that is absolute, what does that mean, people? It means there's no exceptions. Not even for somebody's good intentions and interpretations. You can't get rid of it for a good reason. Unless you are violating the rights of another American national, no son of a bitch can tell you what to do, period. Whether you like it or not.
Hey, Andrew.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Dion, man.
Hey, brother.
You hit on a point, man, you know, about the hellhole they live in, because, you know, I've known a few people who have gotten abortions. They didn't get an abortion, you know, because of, you know, they just wanted to get rid of their child. They got an abortion because they was like, man, do you know, I can barely take care of myself, you know. And, you know, they say, you know, just all different types of things that they don't want their child to go through, the things they went through, you know, barely eating, barely being taken care of. It's like what you said, it's if you put people in a positive and a better environment, instead of letting these leeches just suck away, you know what I'm saying, our life and our life resources and all our money, we would have more children. When it comes down to a financial situation with most people, and that's what people don't understand. Or also come down to, you know, especially I hear a lot of guys who say, yeah, man, I had an abortion, because they's like, hey, man, she get mad at me, then, you know, she'd take me to the judge, and, you know, all of a sudden she's taking half of my check, you know. And that's what it boils down to when it comes down, when you hear people talk about it. It's not that, like, they just evil people who just want to get rid of their kids. It's just the life situation that we're put in.
Well, the thing
you know,
is, Dion, you're right.
You want to have your kid in the hell.
Brother, you're right. But it has, because we've allowed it, because we've let things get so out of hand. I mean, it is out there, and it is disgusting. There are people out there that brag about it. You know, that do it, they think it's, you know, in like these clinics, you know, taking these live babies and cutting them up and stuff. Now, see, that's something we could fix. That if we had our power back, if we had to sacrifice it for some bullshit a long time ago, something like that could be, I mean, you could take care of it. I promise you, we could take care of it. It would stop. And it would be, abortion would be something that happened, man, you know, it's been forever. It's been happening forever. I mean, prostitutes and stuff in the old days, using a twig, you know, they would abort the baby and stuff. You know, it's a thing that should have, it's a hell of a thing to talk about, because I love children.
Yeah.
It really is. I love children. I love my children, man. I mean, geez, Louise, but you, I mean, Mark talks about it, and it's disgusting, but it is the truth. There are people out there that make light of it. You know, that it's like some kind of fad doing it. Now, that is a sickness. But where did the sickness come from? It come from the degeneration of our society. It came from allowing the communists to come in here and corrupt our children from kindergarten to college and turn them into these psychos. And we could have stopped that if we hadn't let the war powers take our goddamn jurisdictions and power from us. We could have nipped it in the bud. When we seen the problem, we could have dealt with it. But we can't just step up and say, well, we're going to accept all the everything else and all the tyranny just so we can address this one issue. with the government. We want a government. If you ever say you want the government to have power over one person, you're saying it on yourself. Go ahead.
It came from a bunch of goddamn politicians raping children and then wanting to get an abortion later.
Well, they're shit like that.
It okay. That's how it all started.
It goes into, I'm telling you, I'll be honest with you people, it goes into evil, into the black magic and shit, man. This is where this roots of this shit comes from. And the thing is, we were a moral people and we could have stayed a moral people. What corrupted us was the aristocracy who really wanted slaves. They would have it to the point to where they could go down to, you know, and order the 12-year-old child up to the big house, you know, because you're a slave and your child's a slave, and they could do, I mean, look at the power. You're right, Mark, at the top. When these people get this kind of power, look what they do. Look at the sick shit they want to do. And then these are the people that infiltrate your government and try to make it acceptable from the time your children are little kids. They're putting this shit in their head that somehow this is acceptable, rather than the people who want to have children, having decent families, having a mother there to be at home with the child where the father works, and then, I mean, having morals instilled in your children. That, if you want to stop it, that was how. And why can't we do that? Because back in 1968... excuse me, back in 1968, we failed. We failed. Why did we fail? Because we allowed our common law to be removed through war powers. How did that happen? Well, it started with Lincoln declaring martial law. He had no authority. That's when it should have been shut down. Once you let the cat out of the, I mean, start blaming everybody once you make a mess of it because you failed. Our people failed us at that time. They failed to defend the Ninth Article, saying you do not have the power to declare martial law, buddy. Period. Well, go ahead. Sorry.
You made a very good point right there. You know, like you said, when people, you know, back in the day, like when my grandparents think, you know, my grandmother didn't really have to work and my grandfather was to work. And, you know, when you're dealing with that, now instead of the state raising your kid, you have more decent people raising your kids.
Exactly.
Now they have devalued our money so much with this private Federal Reserve, you know, in a way it takes two parents. You see what I'm saying? Now you have, just like we just said, now we have where people just, you know, we both got to work and we still both struggling because, you know, they're taking so much money out of our check and we can't afford to have a child.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, instead absolutely.
Of, you know what I'm saying? Our money being valued, you know what I'm saying? And it's not being valued, but now it's so devalued to where it takes two or three paychecks just even, you know what I'm saying, just for a family just to even make it.
So now
who raises the kids? Like you said, now we got these school systems that raise the kids.
Exactly, and then you wonder why you come out with these freaks who want to have abortions as a social event, you know, kind of a fad. It's sick, man. It is sickness that should have been stopped. Our founders left us the apparatus to keep a decent society. And it comes down to the churches too. And I'm not talking about the 501c3 churches. I'm talking to what the churches were supposed to be and what they were in this country once upon a time. They were the tight knit communities where everybody was looking out for each other. And people, like the girls would know in church, everybody wanted, I mean, they had a standard that they lived by. You wanted to be decent. And something happened. I mean, it was a bad thing back then because at some times, you know, you would have like somebody who just got pregnant, and then even if you got married after that, it was a stigmatization, a bastard was born kind of thing. It was too far that way, and it was because of that being allowed, you know, those infringements being allowed at the time. But the institution of the church, of the community, it was where the morals came from. But then the church, they got into commerce, man. They started being more important to what was going to make money for the church than what was good for the people in the congregations. And so you started getting the churches deliberately infiltrated. People put on the pulpit who were good talkers like Donald Trump. And then started manipulating to the point that you got the Pope over there saying abortions are okay. You see what I'm saying? It was a degeneration that we could have stopped if we'd have stayed self-ruling. If we would have kept our common law and we could have kept our principles. We could have kept our pride. We could have kept our morality. We let it go when they started forcing the mothers out of the home. We didn't have to go for that. It was all done under war powers. And like you say, this country's filthy rich. It was just so many at the top, just a handful at the top wanted to take it all and just leave a population of slaves. And what do slaves do? I mean, you're treated like an animal. I mean, they tell you you're an animal. What is goyim? Like I said, this is it's a tough subject. This is probably the hardest part of, getting the Bill of Rights straightened out is when it comes down to your body. And, the bottom line here, people, is whether it is absolute is either absolute or it is not. Once you've made an exception, there's room for another exception, because it becomes unequal in right. Because you're unequal in right because there had to be an exception made for you. The degenerated society we see, you know, it ain't just abortion. I mean, there's pedophilia going on at the highest levels in the government. They run child sex rings and the international child sex rings. You know how many children are abducted in this country every year that are put into, I hate to think what they, is happening to these children. But the same people who are responsible for that are the people who are responsible for, starting at kindergarten and indoctrinating children into sickness, into evil, to the point that, it's a tattoo across your ass and having an abortion is a social statement. And, you've seen it. You've seen these communists out there with the pussies on their heads. These are and I'm telling you, you can't just say, well, if we start enforcing the Bill of Rights, they'll be able to do that. No, they won't. Because the same people doing that are committing every crime you can imagine. And we, as individuals, with our jurisdiction and our prosecutorial powers, as kings, we could get rid of it. We could get rid of it fast. It never had to be. You notice it didn't come to be until the Bill of Rights, until the War Powers Act was put into place, and the Bill of Rights was suspended, and we lost our common law courts and our jurisdiction to protect ourselves. It's just like with the gun. We have to have it to protect ourselves, and it only works if it's absolute. We cannot say that this is such a big problem that it has to be remedied through prohibition, giving the government an authority to say jurisdiction over an American national's body, because then you turn around and what's been going on now, people? Now you got the government saying you got to put poison into your children because it's there. They have jurisdiction over your children because they don't. But this is how it was wormed in, wasn't it? It was wormed in through exception. When you said that they had the Supreme Court decided Roe versus Wade, they had no authority to do so. It was a common law issue. It was to be each case. If there was a case, if somebody wanted to challenge and try to tell a woman that she couldn't have an abortion, it had to be case by case in a common law, in the jurisdiction. If you're going to call it a crime, you'd have to call it a crime, and you'd have to have the witnesses come forth, and you'd have to have the due process of the law. And if at the end of that due process of law, I've said it before, if it was an argument between the man who impregnated the woman and the woman, because they're both equally responsible for that child. When you come together with a union, that's half his too. That's half his DNA. And if he, she wanted to have the abortion and he wanted to have the child, you could take that to a common law court, and that court would have the authority to say, oh, you're going to go ahead and have the kid. You had the agreement with him was that you were in love, and you were going to get married. You changed your mind afterwards, and now you want to get rid of a child. No, that child's going to be born, and it's going to be handed over to the dad. It would be justice. Nothing's going to be perfect when it comes to something like this, because it's gone on forever, people. But the reason that it's become such a problem in this country is because they wanted to get rid of the American nationals. Of course they came in, the communists did, and through indoctrination tried to teach, it's a cool thing, have abortions, don't have children. Don't have American children. Don't have families, because we can't take everything you own and take you over to a ditch if you have the strength of a family. In the family units, if you have your morality, what happened to our morality, people? We let it. Everything that we're sitting here screaming and bitching about. Just like the fellow that was up there to do abortion. The murder, as he called it. You allowed it to get to this goddamn point because, back in 1933 would have been a good goddamn time to shut this shit down, wouldn't it? How come our grandfathers didn't shut this down? They couldn't reads and writes like I can? Or was it that life was too easy? Were they handing them too much of the scraps off the table that belonged to them? Oh, man, it's going to upset everything. We're going to have a war. Now we're going to have a hell of a war. Because it was let go. We've turned this place into a Sodom and Gomorrah. No two ways about it. But it only gets fixed when we fixed it. And it could have been fixed from the get-go. From the first infringement, the Ninth Article was there. All the people had to do was stand on it and take their guns up if the government wanted to push beyond that. The government, this government that everybody, I mean, just like a Joe McNeil this morning, you know, they're talking about supporting Trump. This government that you let be, let just usurp the power from the people. That is the reason you have this debauchery in your country. Not because of the people who were duped. The people who have had to submit to illegal jurisdictions over them. I mean, you talk about the abortion thing from case to case. It was just flat settled. You can do anything you want with abortion because the federal government said so. Whereas, like I said, in the common law, it would have been a case by case by case by case by case, jury by jury by jury by jury of peers. And if you'd have had your communities like they were supposed to be, if you would have had your churches like they were supposed to be.
Don't you think that the church and the theocracy still pretty much rules and runs the government? And,
well,
but, you know, by regional.
Oh, of course they do. But they have joined with the government in direct violation of the First Article. You have church state all over the place. You have these churches down on the border aiding in an invasion into your country, a recolonization that ultimately ends with your death. And the government's sending them the money through grants, an illegal grant system of direct violation of the contract. Absolutely.
Yeah, the Vatican, the Vatican's really a piece of work, isn't it, Henry? I mean, how much money is buried under the Vatican and where did it come from? You know,
it's all about control, Mark. I mean, religion was what I grew up with in the religion, it wasn't about controlling people. It was a very individual thing. I mean, that's what, when I was growing up, individuality was what you were being taught. You want to be an, you want to achieve as an individual, not as a part of the team, because team indicates collectivism. This is a country with a, that is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. It cannot stay that way. If collectivism can gain any power over the individual, that is usurpation of the Bill of Rights, period. The Bill of Rights makes you an individual sovereign. When on a par with the crown heads of Europe, nobody tells you what to do. But then again, we, as that sovereign, you are free to believe what you want to believe. In the churches, I mean, you know, the Bible, it's telling not to kill children. I think that's a pretty good idea, I have to say. But you don't do that. You don't turn that over to a government. Because they'll use it just like the power we talked about when they go and find the children living in their feces. They'll take that power and they'll abuse it and they'll turn around and they'll be doing something like, nah, yeah, you're right. We do have control over the children and you need to bring them in and we're going to pump some poison in them. Because they're ours, not yours. And this is what you surrender when you let open that door to infringement. That's why, you know, some situations are uglier than others. I don't think they would exist at this time if the people had understood it. I know they wouldn't exist at this time. The churches would have never been corrupt. They wouldn't have been allowed to be corrupt. One person could have shut it all down. The first 501c3 they attempted, any citizen, I mean any national, could have took it into a court and shut it down. No, you're not going to have no church state. And then the church wouldn't have been corrupted because the money couldn't have been pumped through them through the commercial apparatus to corrupt it. It would have just been a gathering of people, you know, a covenant congregation of people who loved and cared for one another. And tried to, you know, have some kind of a moral, decent, good life instead of this nasty, bad lives that we're offered now. The people have been driven down.
Now we're back to Lion Linden, LBJ.
Exactly correct. No, it's just gone so far, people, because it's been so long. I mean, I come up here and I talk about the Bill of Rights and people, there's a lot, most of people don't even know what the Bill of Rights is. Not most. I mean, the ones that are on TV, I think that more people are going on the net and they want to understand why this is happening to them. How could this be happening? This is supposed to be the freest country, the only free country, actually, that is absolutely run by the people, a self-governing people. How can this be? How is this government abusing me like this if I'm self-governing and I am the authority here? It just cannot be. There must be something that went wrong somewhere. And that's really what we're looking at here, is what went wrong. And it went wrong from the get-go. It's right from the beginning, like Flea was talking about. It is the Masonic Dirty Church cabal who grabbed the reins of power right out the gate because they wanted control over all the wealth across this country. And if you're going to control the people, what's the best? I mean, if you want to, you know, you're going to sit there and you're going to have everything. And these people, you got to make those people think that they're low as a dog. That's why they don't have anything and you have everything, is because, well, they're good and you're just a lowly animal. And you make them as animalistic as you can, right down to the point of eating their own young. And then you've got them right where you want them for the final conquest, where you go and take them, put a bullet in their head, because really they deserve that bullet in their head. And you just take everything. We are the owners of this country by right. By the written law of this country, we the people own it, and they're taking it from us. But I mean, if you're going to take something from a people, you do not want them to have family units. You do not want them to be a strong people in any sense of the word. You want them to be a weak, demoralized people. And this is what they're trying to accomplish. And then you try to turn them on each other, to eat each other alive. You create, just like this thing with abortion, you create a situation where it's so disgusting that people are just, oh man, we got to turn this over to, let's have a Hitler take care of this or something, you know. Hell with that Bill of Rights. We got to correct this. But they created a situation. It's just like the thing with the Muslims. They pumped them in here. I mean, George Bush too, at the Iraqi war. I mean, I was listening to what was going on, even if nobody else was. We're going to bring 40,000 of them here, 50,000 of them here, 40,000 of them in here. We're going to bring all these different cultures together into here. And there's going to be a big goddamn problem, because 20 years down the line, we're going to go over there and we're going to blow the hell up out of their relatives over there in their native countries. And we're going to encourage them to be Muslims in this country, to be Iraqis in this country, to be Syrians in this country, not to be Americans if you come here. Do not assimilate to us like that. I mean, this is what it was supposed to be. If you came to our country, you assimilated, you became one of us, one of our family, one of our people. They encourage multiculturalism. Everybody's at that reason. They wanted the multiculturalism so those culturalism, different cultures have adversaries, you know, adversarial situations. This one believes in that. This one believes in that. There you have adversaries instead of comrades and, you know, united people. This is divide and conquer in its most basic terms. The whole idea is to divide the old against the young, the black against white, brown against purple, man against woman, you know, gender, anything you can do to divide. Cultures. Bring all these cultures in and make it just, oh man, I don't like what you're doing there. I don't like what you're doing. I'll get the government to make a law here. And this is what they're talking about when they're talking about the ninth article here. And new powers being created under something just like the Civil Rights Act. Created, they'll come up with the best of reasons, because the black people in the South were sure as hell having their constitutionally guaranteed rights under our Bill of Rights violated big time. So you come in, well, how do we correct that? Well, we got to give the government power to grant them their rights that they already have. It should have been a simple case of, no, we're just going to enforce the rights these people have. They were born with the same rights as everybody else. They have the right to go into courts, not with the government going into their admiralty courts and making declarations. No, those people going into individual courts through the jury system and getting rulings that say, no, you're not going to do that. It will cost you heavy. And it won't be because you're some government agent like George Wallace or any of these people that, you know, the colleges, whatever. I'm going after you as an individual because you're violating my 4th, 5th, 6th article rights. You're taken from me without due process. To see, this would have corrected it. They know this. That's why that, you know, they wanted you to fall for the civil rights rather than, you know, when they were talking about this back in the day when the Bill of Rights was being hashed out and put together, they talked about it like, you know, what this was put there. This is what the government was going to goddamn enforce, because these were prohibitions of tyranny. And the government was going to enforce these. But no, the government steps back and it allowed violations. It encouraged them. It financed violations of the Bill of Rights. And then turned around in specific instances and said, man, this like the black people, they went to them, man, look at how they're abusing you. You ain't got no rights, man. You can't exercise your rights. Why? Because you, the government, you deliberately created a situation where the rights couldn't be. You removed the courts. Back in the 60s, those people couldn't, the black people in the South, they couldn't enforce their rights through the common law. It had been removed. So what you needed was the government. Well, we should give the government authority to grant you special privilege rights called civil rights. Oh, yes, that's a great idea. This is a bad problem. Government, just like these other things, government's got to take it. Let's give them that power. What have they done with that power, people? Now you got the transvestites. This is government sanctioned. This is created by them. I got the right to go in the bathroom with your old lady. No, you don't, because that walks on another right. And I see that would be easy to litigate within the Bill of Rights, within the common law, but it's been removed. And again, well, we got to go with the government to try to correct that. No, This all shit needs to be wiped off the table. We need to start over again with just that Bill of Rights and no exceptions. And the first person that suggests an exception, hang them. Because they're wanting to destroy you. There's no two ways about it. Sorry to ramble like that, guys, but I mean, it's an intense situation here. And I mean, when we come up here and we talk about this, I mean, this is our law. This is our power. And too many people don't even know it exists. They just think, well, the government does this and the government does that. I've seen it on Fox and CNN. That must be how it is. I mean, this is by neglecting your own responsibilities to your families and to your country. This is what, I mean, just, it's like everything else. If the government, you know, the government does it for us. I mean, get your food. And pretty soon, you know, you're letting them get your food. You're letting them take care of you. And oh boy, this is a government that loves me. But then pretty soon you're just a ward of the government. And then your children are wards of the government. And then if you didn't want an abortion, pretty soon they'll be able to force you to have one. Like they do in China. This is what we're talking about here. It ain't no government that's going to solve this for us. You let a government have the total, absolutely unchallenged power over abortion. What do you think these communists are going to do, people? They're going to make it mandatory. There's too many people. We're paying big carbon taxes because the earth's melting, don't you know? So we're going to have a one-child policy, drowned all the little girl children like they did in China. Is that what you want? Because the only option to communism and this fascism and stuff, the option that is freedom is the Bill of Rights. But it is a double-edged sword. It doesn't allow you to tell anybody what to do either. You can only work within the procedures if you have a legal grievance, if you have a legal authority to put forth a case, then you can do it. And you can prevail. But if you don't, you can't. That's what protects you. You see, you want to go over there to that person and say, man, I should be able to get that person, but then you don't want it to be able to happen to you. You don't want them to come back in the same instance because you created that power and tell you, well, you're going to give your kids vaccines. It's a double-edged sword, always, people. And when you use subject matter, man, it becomes about a triple-edged sword, pointing in every direction. I mean, none of it's perfect. I mean, but I'm telling you, the closest I've ever seen, and I've read a lot. I've read this goddamn house I'm full of books, and a lot of them were not fiction books. And the best I mean, this is just far above anything that's ever existed is the Bill of Rights. And why people will not rally behind it is because they would have some kind of different control over you. That's all there is to it. If you are not for this Bill of Rights, you're for some kind of control that suits you and that's not going to be inflicted on you, but it's going to be inflicted on somebody else. That's the bottom line. You have to be. There's no other reason not to. It makes you a king. It makes you a queen. It makes a prince and a princess. It makes you sovereign. Makes you in control of your own life. It gives you your own will. Not somebody else's, what they think and what they believe. It's free. And that's what the articles in the first are talking about. Your right to believe whatever you want to believe. And man, I mean, it's just, you know, for a people who claim to be so goddamn righteous, I mean, they want to emphasize on the bad. Emphasize on the bad, always on the bad. Rather than emphasizing on the good. If you emphasize on the good, you set an example and other people see you're happy and you're living good. And I think that's how I live. I think that bad. Look at them people over there living that bad way. They're so goddamn miserable. They're killing themselves. They're killing their children. Pretty soon they kill themselves off. But the example is the good. I think I'd rather live good and be happy. I think when it comes right down to it, I just see a little more in people, I guess, than most. I think people would rather be happy than miserable. I don't know. Some people, I will grant you, they mean it seems like they thrive on misery, but they are a small minority. Anyways, guys, we've reached the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, sit down and think about it. Think about what of your freedoms would you sacrifice? Because now if you go and you say that you, man, they should be able to take control of a pregnant woman's body, then when you say they can take care of a body, now you consider what they would do if they took control of your body and made you, like I said, maybe some inoculations. Maybe they would be able to put a chip in your head or in your hand or something. If they have control of your body, if you've granted them that authority, I guess they,